Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the first Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am Vice President Lending at Pearl Mortgage, and I am the host of the Biggest Winners podcast. The Biggest Winners podcast is a podcast that will enable you to take information from this podcast and actually put it into effect in your everyday life to help you enhance your credit, manage your debt, and maybe enable you to buy a home or refinance a home. We have our first guest coming up, John DeCoss, him and his wife, Jackie, John of the Steve Cochran Show and other shows here at WGN Radio. I was able to help John and Jackie enhance their credit scores over 150 points, save them about $3,000 a month in about an 18-month period of time. So it does work, and John will be here in a couple of minutes to join us to talk about his experience. But first, at the beginning of every podcast, I just want to go over a couple of things to help you understand the home buying, the home refinancing, real estate market, so you can have the tools to have a successful real estate transaction. I always get, hey, I'm looking to buy a home. What do I need to do if I'm buying a home? Well, number one, you need to get pre-qualified, preferably by a reputable lender like me and my team over at Pearl Mortgage. Why do you need to get pre-qualified? Well, number one, in this type of market, the market's super hot right now, and a realtor will not talk to you, most likely not talk to you, unless you have a pre-approval letter, because they don't want you to wasting their time driving around asking questions about homes that you can't afford. So basically, to get pre-qualified, all you have to do is give us a call, 312-751-1333, or make it more simple. Just go to WGN David, shoot us an email, we'll pre-qualify you for free. We'll pull your credit, we'll analyze your income, we'll analyze your the property that you're looking to buy, come up with different types of price ranges, analyze your credit, give you tips on how to enhance your credit, because the interest rate is based upon your credit score. There are many low and no down payment options available out there, and we have access to pretty much all of them. So give us a call, number one, to get pre-qualified. That is always the important thing to do. Number two, hire a realtor, especially if you're buying a home. The reason you want to hire a realtor when you're buying a home is because the seller pays the realtor commission on every transaction. So as a buyer, you are getting the realtor's expertise within the market, within the neighborhood, within the location that you're looking to purchase in for free. So the person selling the house that you're buying is paying the commission of both realtors. So not hiring a realtor and thinking you're going to save save a couple of bucks when you buy a home, that is just faulty thinking. So hire a realtor. I am associated with a number of outstanding realtors. If you need a good referral for the area that you're looking to purchase in, please give us a call at 312-751-1333 or just shoot me an email at wgndavid.com. Number three, hire a real estate attorney. Why do you need to hire a real estate attorney? Because you are doing a legal transaction when you buy and sell real estate, especially in Illinois. The selling side gets to pull title on your home. Okay, that is the legal description of your home. Basically, the life insurance policy is title insurance on your home. The title of your home basically goes back years and years and years. It tells everybody within the transaction who's owned it in the past. Are there any tax liens, any judgments, any type of mechanics liens on the property? So the selling side is going to have an attorney that pulls title. You should hire an attorney to defend yourself. Okay, not hiring an attorney to go into a real estate transaction when the other side has one is a bad move, bad financial move, and bad legal move. So hire a real estate attorney. We work with a number of outstanding real estate attorneys. One of them is David Schluter. Be more than happy to refer you over to David. He's fantastic. He handles all of my personal real estate transactions. So I use the people that I refer out. He's phenomenal. Number four, hire a home inspector. All because your friend, your neighbor, your best friend from college, your uncle, is a fix-it guy, or your aunt is a fix-it gal. It doesn't matter. Hire a state licensed certified home inspector. Get them in and out of your property to make sure that there isn't anything wrong with that home. They check water pressure. They check voltage coming out of the electrical outlets. They make sure your house is in proper working order. They find things that you won't even think of looking for. So hire a great inspector. We again, I have a team of real estate professionals, real estate experts that work with my team. We work with Insight Home Inspections. Joe Conopecki, he's phenomenal. Be more than happy. Just did my sister-in-law's home that she's looking to buy this week and did a phenomenal job with that. And last but not least, this is hugely important because nobody even thinks of doing this. Call PermaSeal and have them do a sewer inspection and a visual structural inspection on your home. The sewer inspection costs about $199. All they do is take a camera and they rod it through the sewer line to make sure you don't have any cracks. And here's an added bonus. If Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage does the mortgage on the purchase of your home, we will give you a credit for the $199. Why am I doing this and why did I team up with Roy Spencer at PermaSeal on this transaction, on this offer? Because I don't like my clients who are buying a home, our borrowers, buying a home and having to tear up their front, side, or back lawns, okay, to replace a sewer line that you have no idea is cracked. And the only way you're going to find out if it is cracked is by sticking a camera down your sewer and make sure there's no tree root balls in there. There's no type of blockages from people stuffing stuff down the toilet. Common items are toilet paper, tampons, paper, just crazy stuff that people stuff down your toilet. Over the year, it builds up. If it is blocked, they could send a router down there and basically clean it up to make sure there's no cracks. Also, and they're looking for cracks because if there's a hairline crack, guess what? A hairline crack grows to be a major crack, and then you have a major problem. True story, a lady that we offered this to was living in a house for over two and a half years, was a rent-to-own situation. So she was buying the home that she was renting. Guess what? She lived in a home that she was renting for 2.5 years with a broken sewer line. On my life, true story. So without us offering this from PermaSeal, she would have never known that the home that she's been living in for the past 2+ years and the home that she was going to spend over $200,000-$300,000 on to buy would have had a broken sewer line. So these are the 5 tips. Very, very important. Very, very critical when you buy a home that I would put into play and recommend for anybody. So this is what we're going to do at the beginning of every show. We're going to give you some factual and actual information that you can put into play. Maybe not you, maybe somebody that you know or a loved one that is buying a home, you know, maybe a kid, maybe a family member. These 5 things will work no matter where you live, no matter what property that you're looking to buy. And our first guest, I would like to welcome John DeCoste. You've heard him on WGN AM 720 on air on the Steve Cochran Show and other shows. Morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. You are an excellent example of somebody who did the ostrich, if you will, buried their head in the sand, was credit challenged. You and your wife were both credit challenged at one time about a year and a half ago before we started putting our plan in place to get you to where you are now, which credit score is over 100 points higher than where they were when we started. But you went through some, you know, financial challenges, and you had a ton of credit card debt, student loans, ton of equity in your home, but you couldn't access that equity because your credit was damaged. And why don't you tell all the podcast listeners where you were, how you got there, and what made you finally check me in the eyes when we were sitting in, and what made you gain enough confidence to ask me for help?
You know, and it's really sad because our story is we had the life preserver. I was holding on to it for a year. How often did I see you through that year?
Probably 20 times. Yeah, 20, 25 times. Yeah.
Exactly. And thinking, oh, you know, I think we can do this. We can get out of it. We can. We're not sure what to do. And, we had all of that. We had our credit scores were, I think, 560 and 570 or something. They were really low, which we, you know, couldn't do anything. And
yours was like 545. You're giving yourself a lot more credit than you really should. And your wife's was like 520. So you were worse than you thought you were. Because when you first, reached out, you're like, oh, we're not that bad. And I'm just like, well, we have a different definition of what bad is then. So,
That's true because we didn't realize that when you run your credit report, when you do the, run it, and we go, oh my God, there's little things that are stuck on your account that from 10 years ago,
right?
That we never took care of. I'm like, it wasn't like major amounts, but then all of a sudden they add up, and all of them were affecting our credit scores. We were late with the mortgage a couple of times, that caused problems, and I just sat there. For a year, my wife and I, Jackie and I, sat there for a year going, how do we do this? What do we do? And I still think, David, it was 4 months I had agreed to talk to you, and I still didn't do it.
Right. Yeah.
I still didn't do it. And then finally, yeah, that day when we sat there in the green room and I laid it out to you, and the amazing part was, I think it was within 24 hours, and I'm not kidding, you got back and said, here's what you got to do, here's what's going to happen, here's your situation, you guys are really bad, we have to work and get your credit scores up. That's number one. And it took the pressure off of us was unbelievable. And here we waited, you know,
all that time, yeah.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. But we did. We had, and you're right, we did. We had home, we had equity in the house. You gave us a plan that day. The next day, you ran everything, gave us a plan. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to refinance now. We've got to get your credit scores up. We've got to get rid of this stuff that's on your credit report. We've got to pay these off. And then we're going to refinance in 6 months. And when your credit scores, we're going to pop them up. And it's amazing to me that within that first 6 months, we did. We jumped 100 points.
Yeah. Well, basically what happened was,
everything you wanted us to do. And you will agree, Jackie did everything.
Yes. Well, Jackie, you know, I like to call you, you know, credit paralyzation, if you will. You know what I mean? You guys were paralyzed with your own fear.
Yeah.
You know, you had jobs, you had a home, yeah, and you had equity in the home, which are three important things. You just had horrifically low credit scores and a terrible credit profile, which
right,
prohibited you from accessing that liquidity, that equity, which is the same as cash, to use the jobs that you had, because, you know, you had the income and the equity, but the credit stunk. So just, you know, for the listeners out there, what we were able to do was do a little, you know, credit colonic, if you will. You know, we flushed your credit out. We sent you over to First Midwest Bank. I talk about it on the air all the time. And you did a couple of CD loans. And why don't you just explain what the process was with those CD loans that First Midwest Bank helped you out with?
Well, First Midwest Bank, we went and opened up a couple of accounts. Do you want me to say the amount?
No, yeah, I think it was $1,000, right?
I think they were $1,000.
Right.
But basically, we took those out, and then we paid them back on a monthly basis. I think the first time we paid half of that back, and then it was $100 per month after that to get them paid off. But all of that raised our credit scores.
And it put us into a position to put you into, enabled us on the mortgage side to refinance you into an FHA loan.
Correct.
We took all the money out of your home, which was, right, it was equity, it's money, to pay off all of the credit card debt, pay off the student loans. And
the cars,
what did that?
Both cars.
Oh, yeah, both cars. I forgot about that.
Both cars.
And how much did that save you during the first time that we refinanced you?
The first time we refinanced, it saved us about between $2,500 and $2,600 a month.
A month.
A month.
All right. Then we waited 6 months to let your credit scores rebound and recover and enhance again.
Right.
Came back, refinanced you again with no closing costs, and we were able to lower the rate and get you into a different product. And how much did you save that time?
Yeah, I think that one saved us close to $250 to $300, something in there.
So close to $3,000 a month.
Yep.
By just following the plan and by just picking up the phone and calling. Now, there are people listening to the podcast that are still, like you, going through that credit paralyzation. And just walk them through what it was like just to pick up the phone to make that first call so we could just give them a free consultation so we could help them. And listen, not everybody's going to save close to $3,000 a month, John. But,
no, I know that.
But you talk about, you know, that first call, the education. We only have, you know, a couple minutes left, but, you know, find out, you know, tell the listeners about that first call, getting over the fear, the plan, and how you and your wife, Jackie, feel today.
The talking to you, even though I delayed it over a year, and then I sat down and I still didn't want to do it. I still somehow thought that this was going to work out. And I don't know why Jackie and I thought that. Well, I still thought it was going to work out. The hardest thing was when I sat down, and actually it was like, I just have to do this. I just have to bite the bullet and go, hey, is there anything you can do? Any suggestion? And boom, you jumped on. I mean, it was amazing. And I'm staring at you. I can picture this. It's like there are moments in your life. I want to oversell this, but I was like, holy mackerel. It was the hardest thing to do was to approach you on this. The next day, it was the easiest thing that I'd ever done was to approach you on this. And then all of a sudden, boom, we're on our way. We could not have done it by ourselves. We proved that for a long time. We could not do it. We needed help. And you were there every step of the way. You'd then jump ahead. Everything we have, our bills are basically our mortgage. We've rolled that in. We still have equity in the house, though.
Right.
That's the amazing part. We didn't get. We still have equity in the house, and our bills. So few bills. We're saving close to $3,000 a month. We have money in savings. We have money set aside. We're like, well, let's do this to the. We don't have to worry about anything. We're on time with everything. Our credit scores are now, I believe, we're both over 7.
Right. Yeah, you went from the low fives to over 700 in under 18 months, which is phenomenal.
And the stress that we don't have is absolutely unbelievable.
And your wife, Jackie, your wife, your lovely wife, what she's doing with you, I have no idea. But, after meeting her, the first meeting.
She's only with me because of you.
That goes without saying. But, okay. The first meeting, I thought that I'd have to get the paddles out for her and start doing, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation because I thought she was going to pass out. But now she's completely on board, right?
Oh, yeah, and you're absolutely right. That's so funny. She was a little skeptical, and remember we talked about this. She wasn't sure how this was going to work. She was like, within a short period of time, and this is even before we refinanced, she was on board. I said, we just do this, and we did it. And she really, God, I can't say enough about it. She handles all the finances. She took care of it.
Right.
And it wasn't that she was bad at handling the finances.
She was overwhelmed. Yeah,
exactly. So to get that, then she jumped on and was like, here we go.
Right.
And I think she thoroughly enjoyed it,
right.
The whole ride. It was phenomenal. And today, every time we just look at one another and we go, isn't this great? It has literally changed our lives.
Isn't it great to like buy something and know that you could actually pay for it and afford it and not put it on an 18% credit card?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
it's been a godsend. You have been a godsend.
Well, I appreciate you following along and making the first call and following the plan. And it's like we say all the time, if you follow the plan, you'll be in a much better position and you're saving close to $3,000 a month. Credit scores are up.
Anybody that is listening to this, and I've said this before, I've been saying this for the last year, and I've told other friends as well, and that. We've recommended other people because
sure.
I said, hey, you got to talk to David. I'm not kidding. Please talk to me. If you see me at a show, if you run across me, I will tell you the same thing. You've got to call. It's unbelievable how it will change your life.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time being our first official guest here on the Biggest Winners podcast, my friend. And
yay!
Send my love to Jackie, and we'll talk soon, buddy.
Oh, David, thank you so much.
All right, have a great day, buddy.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.